Fourth quarter highlights.
Into the pocket, close on the lead, and he hits him nicely, Cameron. Cameron just a little bit, not lame, but not moving freely. Handball back from close, from 48 metres out. Cameron pulls the trigger and kicks his fifth. That was all a little bit too simple. Jeremy Cameron kicked it to close. Close just fed a handball back, and Jeremy Cameron's got a handful this afternoon. He sends it long to a 3-on-2. Neil Cameron, will the ball get out the back? Ollie Henry's all alone. Cameron pounces on it, takes it in the right, kicks with the left, and sends it to the top of the square where close is marked. He could have blazed away there, Jeremy Cameron, but instead saw Bradley Close all alone, 15 out, just left of centre, and he can go back and have a shot on his third.
Tucker just pops it to the top of the square. Sure, that was an option. One of Larky, but he had a few to beat. Curtis did well. Oh, big umbar on Parfitt. Just got rid of him. And then Ford kicks the goal. Goodness me. Don't often we see Brandon Parfitt. He's got three. Has the Model T Ford. That was just a great big don't argue on Parfitt. And he moved him and then handballed and the goal.
DeConing in the right back pocket sends it. High, Dempsey's going to fly, got up, couldn't hang on, Hamlin Hanger did everything, we could see it coming, and he knows it too, he puts his hands to his head as if to say, I might have just dropped the car, kicks it over the top, not a great kick, Zach Guthrie will mark on the chest, and that will just about see us out here at GMHBA Stadium, in control all afternoon, the Cats, never seriously threatened, and Geelong go 5-0 for the first time since 2017.
Fourth quarter highlights.